Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, big.
Oh, Lord Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this.
I'm praying for my life.
Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this.
I got bronchitis. Woke up to go give me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecue. Then I ran out, I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis.
Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this.
I'm praying for my life.
Sound so fucking happy, son.
I just got back from the doctor.
You're what? You're at the doctor's?
No, I just got back from the doctor.
Oh, yeah? Are you dying?
No, but I have scoliosis and a hernia.
Wait, so do you have a herniated disc or like an actual hernia?
No, an actual hernia.
How did you just develop scoliosis in like a week and a half?
Because apparently, as you saw, the way I was walking to prevent further injury to my back apparently has turned my spine into the letter J.
Hey, I shouldn't be laughing at you, but I am.
That's fine. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. I'd say I miss you, but I'm afraid that any buggering would probably just fuck your back up even more.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you have an actual hernia, which means that you have a tear in your abdominal wall.
Correct.
So how is that affecting your back?
Here's the funny thing. It's not. According to the doctor that I saw today, which I'm going to go to another one, to make sure that this is right. The hernia did not hurt my back. And
so what did hurt your back? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Well, he said that he looked at the MRI that I had a couple weeks ago, and he said there's nothing major, there's no major damage. He said everything looks benign. So I'm like, okay, well, why am I in so much pain? Because I've been in pain for like 6 weeks now. And he goes, well, I think at this point, part of your pain is because it's crooked. You've been trying to, like, overcompensate for the pain that you had originally. And now, basically, it gave me, like, a new set of problems.
So how are they going to correct your scoliosis?
They want to go to physical therapy.
Jesus. Didn't they just give you, like, a back brace and tell you not to lay on your back with your legs up in the air?
Or a friggin' pain pill. That's the worst part, is because if they want me to do, like, physical therapy and stuff like that, fine. But then, meanwhile, he still tells me, all right, just take Aleve and Tylenol. You're kidding me, right? And he goes, no, just take Aleve and Tylenol. I'm like, okay, I've been taking, you know, aspirin for the past 6 weeks, not anything. Like, I don't understand how I'm supposed to do physical therapy or try to do exercise and stuff like that when I can't. I'm in pain. I can't give me any 30. Just 10 stitches and come back and we'll see what happens. And I'm like, wonderful.
I think your doctors are just trying to tell you to stop being a pussy.
I mean,
they won't even, if they won't give you a fucking pain, I mean, because, like, doctors are pain pill happy, Nick. Like, they're just like, oh, you're not feeling well today? Here's some Percocets. Oh, your mom died? Here's some Oxycontin. Like, they just, they love to just throw pills at stuff. But for
I don't know what it is. Something about me, I'm telling, this whole ordeal from day one has been a clusterfuck, and I don't get it. Like, when I originally hurt myself, it took like 3 days, and then I went to the chiropractor, and I got an adjustment. And after a couple of days later, the chiropractor gave me an adjustment. He said, okay, you should be fine in a couple of days. Well, in a couple of days, I was in such bad pain, I went to the ER. Now, I went to the ER, they didn't give me an x-ray, which apparently is, like, unheard of, because everybody I've spoken to since then is like, how did they not give you an x-ray? And, like, they told me they didn't have room for me for an x-ray.
I have to stop you for 1 second and just say that you are the most Jewish Italian I've ever met.
How so?
Because you complain like a Jew.
Dude, I've been in pain since October.
I know, kid. I'm just fucking with you. Relax.
And like
relax.
I said, like,
don't make me slap you.
I would normally not dispute the theme of being pussy. I'm not telling you I'm some manly dude. Like, I will fully own my pussiness, but in this instance, something with the scenario, like, I don't understand. So meanwhile, that's part of the reason why this thing is taking so long too, because if I just got an x-ray from jump, could have found out what was going on. Instead, I didn't get an x-ray. They didn't even write me a prescription for an x-ray, and yet they told me to go get an x-ray. Well, how am I supposed to get an x-ray if you don't write me a prescription for one?
So here's what I think is the thing. I think that you're such a pussy that you gave yourself scoliosis and a hernia with your pussiness.
It's actually not a hernia. It's my vagina trying to cut out through my stomach.
Yeah, I mean, don't they... It's my huge clit.
It's my clit.
You know, I mean, everybody is in pain when their wisdom teeth come out, but you got a whole vagina manifesting itself. I mean, that's got to be really painful.
Oh, man. Yeah, so...
So can't they give you, like, a brace to straighten your back out or anything like that?
Apparently not. I don't know. I'm going to go to another doctor that this girl at work recommended and see what they say, and either... Hopefully they can either... At this point... I don't mind. If I have to go to physical therapy, so be it. But in the meantime,
right,
either give me a brace or give me pills so that I can function in between. You know what I mean? You see
yeah.
me, I walk around like I'm fucking 90 years old.
Doctor says you need a bacchiotomy.
Exactly. Maybe that's what I need. Maybe I need some medical marijuana.
You need a bacchiotomy, my friend.
Maui Wowie.
Snoop Lion is actually just did a question and answer session on the website Reddit right now, and his answers consist of yes sir and hell yeah. I'm pretty sure that's about it.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, that dude. He said there are three people that have actually smoked him out. You know, smoked more than he did, and one of them was
right.
Willie Nelson.
Okay.
The other one was Be Real from Cypress Hill, which is a surprise, but not
yeah,
really,
because
I think that's the only
surprise,
thing that guy knows
yeah.
how to do. Yeah.
Right.
And
who
then,
was the third?
Who was the third one? Let's see. Somebody that made a lot of sense, too.
Hmm.
Let's see if I can find it here on the interwebs.
Was it JV?
Hell no. No, I think Jay-Z stays away from that stuff now.
Oh, really?
Oh, and Snoop claims to smoke 81 blunts a day.
Wow, that's impressive.
That is kind of impressive. Let's see. Ain't nobody got time for that. Well, one of us is missing because Lou is being a homosexual and... he's supposed to be calling at some point. But.
Come.
Let's see here. Let's see.
Ooh, I'm Nick.
What was that?
Ooh, I'm Nick. Look at me. This is what I do. I have a fucked up back. My back is all fucked up, and I look like Quasimodo. It's my fucked up, twisted ass hunchback.
See, it's not a hunchback, though. I'm just tilted to the side.
I know, that's really fucking weird, dude. Like, you look terrible.
Yeah.
There's obviously something wrong. I can't believe that you somehow gave yourself scoliosis. That's amazing.
Apparently. Quite talented.
Yeah, you need a second opinion on that. Absolutely.
Oh, well, I saw the x-ray. I am really, like, I'm totally, like, looks like a J. Like, I looked at it.
Yeah,
and like,
I know, but you need, I don't mean you need an x-ray, you need a second opinion that your back is retarded.
Right.
You need an x-ray, you need a second opinion to find out what the best treatment is.
Right.
Wiz Khalifa was the only other one that smoked more than him.
See, that
is... Do you know who Wiz Khalifa is?
Yeah, I find that a little surprising. I mean, I know he likes to smoke, but I figure it could spill out to him.
What is that, dude? Like, then you never smoked weed, right?
No, I have not.
You never even tried it?
No, I have not. I should start, though.
Wow.
Should we just pull nonsense?
It just doesn't work for me, man. It's not a good thing for me. It makes... Like, what weed does for a lot of people is unlock, I guess, centers of their brain and makes them think in new and interesting ways and stuff like that.
Right.
Where, like, I already think that way, so when I smoke weed, like, it's almost like a hurtling train of nonstop thought death. Like, I can't shut my brain off, and I just, like, I getting locked in a brain that's as retarded as mine is not a good idea.
Right.
Not a good idea.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
What about meth or heroin?
No, I've never done meth or heroin or coke. And actually, I think I accidentally smoked a crack rock once.
Oh, nice.
That's
how do
a popular
thing.
Well, you can thank your friend Jeremiah for that shit. Does that surprise you?
I don't know if I want to have this conversation on here.
No, it's perfectly fine. Way back in the day when we were in high school, we'd go into Hunts Woods and shit, and we'd drink and smoke weed
and shit like that.
And there was this psychotic metalhead named Dan, and that's the only name that anybody knows for him. He was just like this... Just like an older guy, serious metal. Like, he wasn't like old, because we were like 15.
Right.
I think he was in his like early 20s.
Okay.
And he was obviously disturbed. And he packed a bowl and passed it around. And not one person was feeling very good after that. Like, everybody felt like really strange and weird and whatever. And everybody's like, dude, what did you do? And he's like, oh, I put a crack rock underneath the weed. So, and like, he's crazy enough to do that, so everybody believed him, so I'm pretty sure I accidentally smoked crack.
Wow. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's really important to know exactly who's giving you drugs, I think, anyway.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. So I accidentally smoked crack. I think Jeremiah might have smoked that crack, too. I don't know if he went on to smoke any on its own, but
Right. I don't know, man.
We should get him on here and ask him. We should get him on here or cross-call the shows or something one day.
Might have to. Yeah. I'll see if I can get on that. Actually, yeah, that reminds me. I'm not going to be on the show Sunday.
Oh, why? What's happening?
My niece is christening.
Mick. That's when my birthday celebration is supposed to be, Mick.
Sunday?
Yeah, man.
Why, where are you going?
Probably to a strip club.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude. What time is the christening until?
I don't remember. I gotta look. By what time are you going out? You're going out Sunday night?
Yeah, maybe Sunday afternoon, evening. I'm not sure yet. I don't even know if it's going to be this weekend, to tell you the truth. Might be Saturday night. I'm not sure yet.
All right, well, let me know. But Sunday...
What are you doing Saturday night?
I have no idea.
And we'll probably go back to that one, because that one was just awesome for me, at least.
Which, the one we were at last time?
Yeah.
Are we going to go all the way out there?
Maybe. Well, we are definitely... I'm probably going to Jersey.
Make sure your girl's working then.
Yeah. No, I don't care about her. I'm just not getting that super hot black chick again. She hurt me. She hurt me with her lack of sensuality, actually.
With her lack of vag and lack of...
It was all business.
Proper,
it was nothing. She just like turned around and like rubbed her ass up and down on my crotch.
I know.
Like a
I
whole
know.
Lot.
Which
and
there's
I was
a
just
place
like,
for that, but that should not be the central theme of the event.
No, not at all.
Right.
Like they're all dirty whores. I mean,
of course.
You know, but like at least pretend that I'm not just a regular
exactly.
idiot that comes in and you're just trying to get the money out of my pocket. Like you're an actress.
Exactly. Right. Right.
You know, act like I'm not horribly disgusting and your vagina has dried up at the sight of me. You know.
Yeah. Act like you want something to do with me outside of it.
Right.
Even though you don't.
I mean, at least you know my goal is for them to at least act like if we weren't in the strip club, they would be fucking my brains out.
Right.
You know, that's what we want to believe, even though it's obviously complete bullshit.
Of course not true, yeah.
No, not even a little true.
No.
Not even a little true. I think the only people that actually bag strippers are drug dealers and celebrities.
You think drug dealers do?
Oh, yeah.
Why
do they
have money or they just don't care?
Drug dealers? Because they have coke. Because strippers want coke and they...
You're saying at the place of employment or just in general?
No. Just in general. Like taking a stripper
home.
Okay,
I thought you were talking about at the place of employment. Okay.
No, I don't think anybody actually fucks at strip clubs. I mean, maybe in like the super VIP area.
Right, well I was thinking of celebrities and stuff like that. But yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure because I know Drew Carey's banged a bunch of strippers because like,
right.
It's the only way he's going to get an attractive woman. Let's face it.
Definitely.
He might be a celebrity, but he's on like the weird side of celebrity.
Yeah, and especially he looks weirder now that he's skinny.
Yeah, he does.
That's like fucking
he
Orville
does look weirder now. I wonder if he got a gastric bypass.
I don't know. Possible.
Or if he just stopped eating children. He used to be real fat.
Yeah.
And he used to be a Marine, too.
Did he?
Yeah, he used to be a fucking Marine, man.
That's odd. I can't picture that.
I know. He comes out of the Marines and becomes kind of a milquetoast comedian, and your brother comes out of the Marines and fucks gay guys until he marries Tina.
Yeah, you just never know when you get out of the Marines what happens. It's a mixed bag.
Speaking of mixed bag, how's that hernia?
Hey-o. You know what the funny thing is? I've never felt it. Like, it's weird because up until July, I worked out. I was like, at least like semi-active, and I never.
You worked out?
I mean, not a lot, but once in a while.
I just can't picture you ever working out even once. Like, I just can't.
All right.
I can't
well, whatever.
Either.
I've never been like a gym rat, but I'm just saying the point is, like, I've been able to do stuff, and I've never felt any pinch in my abdomen or groin or anything related to
right,
a hernia.
Right.
When he told me I had a hernia today, I'm like, really? Like, I had no idea.
Well, have you been lifting heavy things?
Well, no, but that's when that's how I originally hurt my back, is I was lifting a box at work.
Interesting. So you fucked your back up and tore your abdominal wall lifting that up at the same time, and then gave yourself scoliosis.
Pretty much.
What the fuck happened to you? You're falling apart like all in a heap at once.
I know, it's bad. Like, this is why I worry for you now, because, like, maybe it's just the magic number. I hope you're not...
Nah, Nick, I've been falling apart for years, son. I got that shit on a steady level right now.
See, I wish I had that then. I wish I had, like, a steady level of decline as opposed to...
No, you don't,
because
this shit started when I was fucking, like, 23 years old, man. I hit 23 and I hit that, like... Well, you know, honestly, also, though, Alan's been falling apart for a long time, too.
Oh, we've been saying since we were, like, 15 that Alan was born with, like, the body of, like, a 60-year-old man. His gallbladder falling out when he's, like, 20 and fucking... breaking, like, bones in his feet and his hands, like, when he's, like, 12. Like, he's just made wrong.
Jesus, I know. And then his knees just, like, completely gave way on him.
Yeah, he was just not built correctly.
Wow, poor bastard.
He's been decent lately, though. Nothing major.
No, but, I mean, he's had, like, knee surgery, though, right?
Yeah, he's going to outlive all of us, bastard.
Probably. He's going to be a fucking cyborg in a couple of years, but...
I know.
Shit. There's where is this? Where is this faggot gonna miss my birthday show? What a bitch!
I don't know.
I'm mad about that.
A stern talking to. By the way, what made him decide to take and post those pictures?
Those were from when he was. Didn't I tell you about that, or didn't he tell you about that when he was in Europe?
I think he mentioned it, but I didn't actually think that he was gonna. I didn't actually think I'd never see the pictures. Number one, so then when I see them posted on Facebook, I'm like, this is so random.
I'm pretty sure that picture is originally Mabel in the middle of us.
Yeah, it has to be. Because it was definitely that
now,
night.
I don't remember having such a horribly creepy look on my face.
I don't remember that picture either. I remember the other one that we've posted.
I'm pretty sure that picture is on my timeline.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think in that particular picture that my face looks nearly as creepy as it does when he printed it out.
when Lou, you think Lou doctored it?
Doctored it. I think he may have rubbed some creep on me when he touched the picture.
He may have.
I mean, like I've had a few creepy moments here and there. Like there was one time where Lou and I were just we were in Connecticut and we were at this like beach park thing and we were sitting on a bench and just spitballing for ideas for comedy and shit like that. And there's, like, girls jogging by and stuff like that. And I got up, and I'm smoking a cigarette, and I'm just, like, standing there. And I'm looking, I'm watching the girls run by. And Louie's, like, I hear from Honey, he's like, Mike, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, what? He's like, dude, you've got, like, the creepiest stance going on right now. You're just, like, bug-eyed, smoking a cigarette, like, goggling at these chicks walking by. And they can tell. And I'm like, what? So I, like, straightened up. He's like, that's better. He's like, dude, you just have, like, the creepiest, like, hunchback stalker pose going on right now.
That's great.
Yeah. No, it wasn't great. But, like, I think that picture comes close, though. You actually look very cool and decent, but I look like a creepy, disgusting bastard. Like, I'm actually about to rape that hair that's right next to me in those pictures.
Well, I look creepier than you in the other picture of that night, so it's all good.
Well, you look creepier than me in most pictures, so it all balances out.
I'm not disputing that, but...
no, but what were you doing in the other picture?
The other picture was when, I think the other picture Trenton took, right? And the flash on, like, his camera was, like, blinding me, so I'm doing some, like, weird squint where, like, I can't see, like, what I'm doing. Even though the camera's like a foot and a half away.
I wish we had a picture mid-reaction of when you said you were going to put roofies in their drink. That was...
We should, that should be a bit. We should just do that and then just instantly, like, snap cameras and get reactions.
You know, I thought that's a great idea. Like, we should just go up to girls and meet them.
Yeah.
And just hang out with them and then just, like, be like, just throw a roofies joke in there and get their reaction.
Right. See?
That's a damn good idea, actually. That's a damn good idea. If that fat Puerto Rican piece of shit was here, we could probably get him to agree to it. Fucking cocksucker.
I'm sure he has his reasons. Maybe he's banging his wife again.
No, he's not banging his wife. He said he was stuck at work, and I heard, like, Mexicans and or Puerto Ricans or whatever they are in the background.
Whatever they are. Day labor.
Or whatever, I don't know. Whatever those that do you see the size of that dude's gut on the older guy that we were helping in the warehouse? Like at some point he actually had like a brace just to keep his gut from destroying the top of his jeans. Like I've never seen it. Like it was like a canopy of some kind.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he was like, yeah, Jesus Christ. The guy had, like, big arms and a big back and shit like that, but then he turned around and it was just like, I think he was giving birth to, like, quadruplet midgets.
those poor bastards have been working nonstop for, like, what, 6 weeks now? Jesus.
I know. I wish I could feel bad for them.
Well, I feel bad for Lou. I don't know about the rest of them, but...
No, I feel bad for Louie. I don't know about those guys.
Yeah.
No. I mean, you know, they're just happy to be working. I mean,
they
didn't get shot crossing the border, you know.
Right, I was
going to
say, they knew what they
here.
Were signing up for when they climbed under that fence.
when they hitchhiked in the back of that fat woman's ass, they knew exactly what they were doing.
Exactly.
Could you imagine having to cross the border in someone's asshole just to get to America?
I could not, actually.
Especially, you know what the greatest thing is? They crossed, like, imagine crossing the border inside someone's asshole just to wind up in the asshole of America in New Jersey.
That's true. Yeah, that's very... very apropos.
Yeah. So you just got back from the doctor with no pain pills and nothing other than just a reason to possibly drink in the next couple of days.
Yes, except I have nothing to drink for the next couple of days, but yeah, we'll see. At least I got paid on Friday, so maybe I can go out and get some.
Yeah, I'm getting something like 30 hours of overtime added to my check this week.
Very nice.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, I didn't even tell you about my debacle on Sunday.
You had a debacle?
Did you guys do a show on Sunday?
No, I actually forgot about it.
Oh, okay. I had the worst food poisoning, like, ever.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you tell us about that? Tell the audience of me.
And it was awful, too, because of my back. Like, the food poisoning was bad enough in and of itself. So Saturday night, I went out with Alan. Went to Outback Steakhouse, and I got a nice steakhouse salad.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, I wake up at, like, 5:30 in the morning, and I have to take the shit. So I'm shitting for a good, like, 5 or 10 minutes, like, just nonstop.
Can I ask you, when did you get some Outback?
What?
When did you get some Outback?
A steakhouse salad.
Oh, God. Okay.
So Sunday morning at, like, 5:30 in the morning, I'm crapping my brains out for, like, 10 minutes. I get off the toilet. I go back to lay down. And as soon as I lay down, I'm like, shit, now I have to throw up. So I go back, and I start throwing up, but, like, not, like, normal, something didn't agree with me throw up, not, like, drunken vomit. I'm talking about, like, full-fledged, like, convulsing, like, horribly loud, like, South Park, like, Stan and Wendy-style vomiting.
Wow.
And this went on for hours. This went on, I mean, not literally nonstop, but it went on from, like, 5:30 till about 11 o'clock. Where
holy
I was
shit,
just
man.
Throwing up constantly. And even at one point, I fell back asleep for, like, an hour, and I woke back up, and I'm like, all right, I think I'm done now. This is probably around 9:30 or 10 o'clock. I'm like, all right, I think I'm done. I feel a little bit better. And I got up, walked inside, and I was like, nope, never mind. And then hurled again, like, some awful monstrosity of a mess that smelled like salad dressing.
Oh, so was there a point where you were, like, shitting and having to puke at the same time? Because to me, that's the worst.
No, see, that I was lucky enough to avoid, because the first shit that I took at 5:30 was the only time during this that I shat. It was shit first and then throw up. There was luckily no crossfire of my
body parts. So you were basically just throwing up most of the morning. It was mostly throwing up.
Yes, but...
okay.
Which I wouldn't have mind normally, but
why?
It fucked my back. Well, I'm just saying, we've all thrown up a million times. Like, it's not.
Yeah, but I hate throwing up. Throwing up is like the worst thing that could happen to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not fun, but I mean, it is what it is. But the damage it did to my back was like so painful because I couldn't like control myself. I was just like spasming.
Oh my
jerking
god,
my
dude!
Body.
You were just like. You were vomiting violently, and your back was convulsing, and you're just like, you're lucky you didn't turn into a shit vomit tornado and just like
just whirl
or
myself
like a
up into a
wheel
bucket.
Where you're just like spewing out of both ends and spinning around in the air.
Right, that's what I thought was gonna happen at some point, and I was just like, oh my god, like it got to the point where I wanted to stop throwing up, not. For my stomach's sake, but for my back's sake, like it was just like
right.
It was awful. So that's why I think I texted you saying I couldn't do the show, but apparently you didn't do it.
Yeah, no, man. The worst thing that's ever happened to me was getting food poisoning. I don't know if it was food poisoning or just getting sick, but I'm like shitting my brains out, and I have to throw up like while I'm shitting, and there was no place to throw up. Like, there was no sink next to me.
Yeah.
So I had to turn around, still with a shitty ass, and puke into my own shit.
I was saying, and you're puking, like, into a bowl of shit where you can just see and smell your horrible shit while you're throwing up.
Yeah, it was just, like, the worst experience
awful.
Ever. And
yeah,
from that point on, I've always made sure, I've always made sure that I live in a place where if I'm sitting on the toilet, I can lean over and puke into the sink
enough.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I luckily avoided that scenario by about 10 minutes on Sunday, but it was still pretty bad.
Yeah, dude, I fucking, the worst thing for me isn't throwing up. I don't mind throwing up. It's the nausea that I can't stand.
Right.
Like, and you know, like when you're sick and you're just like, you're nauseous and you're fucking dizzy and it feels like the entire world and the room is just like pressing down on you and making you delirious.
Yeah, and that's how I felt the other day, and it sucked because I would try to lay down on my back and the room would spin, and I try to lay down on my stomach and I'd get a headache, and I just couldn't like get comfortable at all. Like, it was just a mess, and I was just like, oh my god, this needs to stop. Like, I don't even care at this point.
Jesus. No, see, when I'm that nauseous, I'm like frantic to throw up, so I'll shove my fingers down my throat, but if that doesn't work, like, one day I'm just going to start sucking dick just to throw up. Like, I'll throw anything down my throat at that point to throw up. I'll just like find the nearest person and be like, fuck my face.
See, I don't know. So you say that, but what happens if that takes place and you're like, wow, that's actually pretty good. Doesn't make you want to
really, I don't think anyone who sucks dick actually says it's pretty good. Like, anyone ever.
I don't know.
Pretty sure people don't like putting cock down. Like, I choke women all the time with my cock, and I love that. That's great. It's, like, one of my favorite things to do. But I don't think, like, and chicks are totally into that. I've met a couple of chicks that are totally like, yeah, fucking choke me with your dick. I love that shit. But I don't think
right.
they really do.
Probably not.
I'm pretty sure that, like, unless your penis tastes like chocolate, like, they're not, No person, even gay guys are just like, yeah, even gay guys, I think, are just like, man, you know, I gotta shove that meat down my throat, that foul-tasting, salty, veiny bristle that I can't even, like, bite off and chew.
Right. Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, think about it. You put your cock down someone's throat, it's like they're technically swallowing and regurgitating your meat, like, repeatedly over and over again. Well, mine
probably not very enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Wouldn't you know?
I do not know.
All right, kid. Well, I hope you feel better.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, so I won't be around Sunday, but let me know what you're doing, like, birthday wise.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
All right, cool, man.
Kid.
I'll talk to you later. All right, bye.